You. I love Thanksgiving. It's like my favorite holiday of all time. I actually like Thanksgiving more than I like Christmas, which some people think is strange. But I love to give thanks. So it seems like we have one side of the church is very full and one side is very empty. Sorry, that threw me off. So let's stand together, sing, and have some fun.
Welcome to church today, everybody. It's all about Jesus. So, before we begin the festivities today, this is, if you're not aware, it's October is always Pastor Appreciation Month. Pastors get more than a day, they get a whole month, which is good. So I thought we could start today with a nice clap offering in appreciation of our pastor. Woo! Jay Lewis. So to begin the festivities today, I have $1 million bar for Lewis. So here it is. It's $1 million bar. One taste, you'll know why. These are available at Higher Grounds. That's just a Just a little merchandising there. All right, so for this month of October, actually, you know, you can do this year-round, but you can write notes, write letters by hand for them, make them open them and read them for the whole month, and send them in to him so that he knows he's appreciated and loved here. All right, on to the announcements. So, oh, wait a minute, before we go too far, how many of people were here? Was that 2 years ago we did that? We had that wheelbarrow full of chocolate bars up there. Do you guys remember that? Woo! There's none left. And he didn't share. Anyhow, all right, so if you want to give today, remember, we love it when you do. There's an offering box you can put your tithes in. And another way to give is through the e-transfer using the church's email address. The Ark Sunday School children will be staying in the service this morning as we did not have anyone to sign up to teach this morning. And there are coloring papers in the foyer, and the nursery is open for those who are infant to 3 years old. Youth group this week, Wednesday from 7 till 8:30 here at the church. If you're interested in attending a home group, we have four of them running at present. There's a men's group, a ladies' group, a safe people group, and there's another group that is going to be starting shortly in Legal. So we want to give a big thank you to all who served and brought food for the funeral that we had here on Friday. That's it for announcements today. Thank you.
All right, let's stand and sing some more.
Yes. streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Thank you.
each other.
Good morning. Just a couple things. One, this week there will not be any men's group. And Dave, if I heard you right, what my understanding was is this is the first installment of a million bars. Is that okay? I got that right. It's Thanksgiving today, and we're actually going to do a couple things a little different than we normally do in our services. And so, as Madam Blueberry says, a thankful heart is a grateful heart. And so what we're just going to take a few moments and give you opportunity to share something that you're thankful for. And so what you can do is raise your hand, and I'll run over with the mic so we can hear you. So what I ask you to do is say your first name and just something that you're thankful for. Okay. Oh, we have a volunteer ready.
Hi, my name is Judith. And I am thankful that God has placed Courtney into my health team for the last 3 months. And I'm also thankful for my family and my church family. Amen.
Somebody else.
That one, I didn't have to go far there. I like this.
My name's Daryl. And I'm thankful for the love of God, for the love of... My name is Daryl. I'm thankful for the love of God, for the love of family. And it's just wonderful just to be here, be able to come to church on Sunday mornings and to go to the Bible studies, and it just really improves my life as I go through it. Thank you very much.
My name is Thea, and I am thankful right now for the immediacy of God, that there's no distance between us. Every second, every moment can be a brand new beginning.
Tony wants to say something.
I'm Tony. Just thankful for family. Ryan and Sharon moved back from Montreal to here to Alberta, so we've got those grandkids closer by again, which is great. Thankful for that, and just that COVID is that far past us that we can all come back to church again and start building more more community again with the small groups and all of those kind of things. Just very thankful for that.
My name's Carrie, and kind of echoing some of what Thea said about God's closeness to us, no matter what pit we go to, he's always in that pit. We can't go away from him. And I was thinking, you know, we sin and we fail, and yet God's love and mercy outpaces our sin and our failures.
This side is beating that side tremendously.
You don't even need to run up here. I have my own mic. I'm Adrian, and I'm incredibly grateful to be up here. I get to see the congregation in a very different way than maybe you guys do, and I am so blessed by watching you guys worship. And I know that might sound a little weird, but I am so blessed by watching you guys worship, so thank you for that.
Hello, my name is Roman. Two things. I'm thankful for mental health, and I'm especially thankful that God is in control of this world and everything in it.
I'm Connie, and I'm so thankful just to wake up in the morning and just to be breathing and just to have each day. And I know the Lord is in our hearts, and he guides our path every single day, and he's always there with us. And I'm so thankful that we came back from Powell River, and our church family here is just so amazing. I just love all you guys, and especially Pastor Lewis and Carrie. You've just been so supportive with us. Thank you. And I just thank God for all.
I'm Nevaeh, and I'm thankful that I have a family and a Jesus that loves me.
Really, all this is about is we're trying to see how good Chris is with the camera.
He's really good. He's really good. Hey, my name's Dave. I'm very thankful for God's mercy. Really come to a realization of that when I was in the hospital, of just how merciful he is, and just what we have been saved from, not just from getting better after being in the hospital, but it's just amazing. I can't even fathom what we have been saved from. His mercy to us every single day that we live is just incredible. Amen. Don't keep the camera over here.
I'm Pat, and I am just so grateful. There's quite a story that goes behind what Dave was sharing just a little bit of, but I have two scripture verses. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm so grateful for the hope that comes only through Christ Jesus. It comes through nothing else. And then from Philippians 4:6-7, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. We often tell God what we need, but we don't thank him. And that's something that really ties together. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. Throughout our crisis, we had God's peace, and we trusted him. And whatever you're going through, you can trust him too. Thank you.
My wife would say I need the exercise.
My name's Dorothy. I'm just thankful for the silent witness that we have as believers in Christ. And on Friday, at Karen Fleury's funeral, Lewis was mentioning his interaction with her and how she thought that there was going to be nobody at her funeral. Don't make more than 50 of these cards, right? Well, I was delayed. I got behind a train, and I barely made it to have a seat. This church was full. So we don't know. Karen was very soft-spoken. We got to know her as ladies in our ladies' Bible study. And she's just a soft witness for her Lord. And it was just really encouraging to see all the people that she has impacted in her life. So.
Thank you. You know, we should make this throwable.
I'm Cameron. Just so thankful in the last year, God has given us our fourth, Tobias, and he's actually given me a permanent job in the last.
Yes.
For something I haven't had in since my first child was born.
So yeah, it's amazing.
Very thankful.
I'm going to have two. One is, in the last 4 years, some of you know my PSA levels are off the charts. At one point, they said I should be at least 70. I'm nowhere near 70. They kept climbing to the point this last year, I should be 150. And so they've done three biopsies. And the last biopsy they did, the specialist said, Lewis, there's no way that you have cancer. And so that's just a relief to us, and we're very thankful for. The other is one son moved away to Winnipeg, which meant the other son could move closer. So Justin Josiah are here, and Ezra, my grandson, is here. And so that has just been such a gift to Carrie and I. I fully understand now why you have children when you're young, because it's much easier being a grandparent than the other. This morning, we're going to read the scriptures, but we're going to read them together. Ernie's going to put it on the screen, and we're going to read this together. Matthew 5, 11 to 16. There we go. Let's say this together. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you're my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. You're the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It'll be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Let's pray. God, we are thankful at Thanksgiving for the things that you've done in our lives, our families, our friends, our co-workers, our neighbors. And today, in a moment of time, we were just able to express some of that gratitude back to you. Thank you for the wonderful things that you've done in our lives, for your blessing and favor and grace. Amen.